Welcome to Morning Prayer. My name is Rowan and I'm one of the members of the community here. I've chosen my favourite morning liturgy, so if you'd like to join along, there are sheets near the entrance. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? Do you seek him with all your heart? Do you seek him with all your soul? Do you seek him with all your mind? Do you seek him with all your strength? Let's say the declaration of faith together. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Our reading this morning is Matthew 8, verses 1 to 4. And they can be found on 972 in the Chapel Bibles. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." So I'm very thankful for this passage this morning. Thank you, Phil, for the luck that I got this in the draw. My immediate response to this passage was joy. I want to say, yes, this is my God. I want to follow this Jesus. I want to follow the Jesus who reaches out and touches the unclean person and heals them, who reaches out and touches the outcast, and then, as well as healing them and reaching them and touching them when no one else wants to touch them, gives them instructions on how they can be fully welcomed back into their community and made whole and part of life to the full. So yeah, I just think this is a really joyful miracle. So first this morning, I'd like to invite you to pray a prayer of praise to our loving, healing, and welcoming Lord Jesus. You're free to pray a prayer of praise in your head in silence or to speak out loud. So I'll just give us a few moments of time of praise, time of response to this really beautiful miracle. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your amazing love. Thank you for reaching out and welcoming in the outcast, the people on the edges. So I'd like to invite you now to pray in silence and lift up to God any people who you know or you can think of who are excluded, who are perhaps unwanted by contemporary society, who perhaps considered outcasts like the lepers were in Jesus' time. Lord God, we lift these people up to you. Please help us to follow Jesus' example as individuals, as communities, as churches. Please help us to follow your example, to share your love with everyone we encounter, and to welcome people into your community. And lastly, I'd like to invite you to think of anyone who you'd like to pray for healing for, in body, mind, or spirit. We lift them up to our Lord now. Lord Jesus, there are so many people in the world who need your healing touch. We lift them up to you. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done. So I'd like to invite you to pray the canticle with me. Christ is a light. Illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me. Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me. Lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.